This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Florida officials are promising investigations into the sudden collapse of that condo building in Surfside, Florida last week. 12 people are known dead, 149 others missing. Governor Ron DeSantis, who calls himself an old Navy guy, says in the military when somebody's missing, you search until you find them. He's promising to do the same for those still missing in the rubble. Our Jackie Quinn reports on the volunteers who are appearing now to support first responders and rescuers.
One of those leading the support effort is Pastor Ezekiel Fatore.
Pain has the power of erasing the lines that divide us.
His Casa Church, just a few blocks from the collapsed condo search site, is now a warehouse for water, snacks, and supplies for first responders.
By the needs, you know how they're doing, because they started by asking for water, then they went to Gatorade, and yesterday they were asking for coffee and energy drinks because they're getting tired.
Volunteers walk around offering drinks, food, and the clergy offer their services too. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the Pacific Northwest, several people have drowned or are missing after going swimming during the record-breaking heat wave in the past few days. One, a 4-year-old boy from King County in Washington State, fell out of a kayak. About a dozen deaths in Washington and Oregon may be tied to the intense heat wave. Shelley Larson was visiting Seattle, where it's been well over 100 degrees.
It was difficult for us to walk around in the city. We were expecting to go to the Pike's Place Market and do some seeing, you know, sightseeing, and we weren't able to do much, just maybe like go eat sushi and then try to get back to the hotel.
Following the death of George Floyd and the murder conviction of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, the Minnesota legislature has approved a set of police accountability measures. This is AP News. President Biden's promising higher pay for federal firefighters. Here's our Julie Walker.
Pay for new federal firefighters typically starts between $11 an hour and $14. At a FEMA meeting last week, Biden said that's going to end in my administration.
That's a ridiculous low salary to pay a federal firefighter.
According to a senior administration official, Biden planned to announce the higher pay and other moves to boost U.S. wildfire fighting capacity and prevention efforts today during a virtual meeting with governors, and said the White House would work with Congress to make it permanent. Between the extreme heat and drought, it's already shaping up to be a brutal wildfire season. I'm Julie Walker.
About 63% of Americans 12 and older have gotten at least one COVID shot now. 53% are fully vaccinated, says the CDC. The latest vaccination information. I'm Rita Foley. This is AP News.